something that rocks.
Danger zone! Danger zone! Danger zone! Good morning, everybody.
Skip the beat, man. Skip the beat.
Welcome to it. It's 7:09. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Pump it up. Bad news, Hunter. Bad news.
No.
We're in a lot of trouble, buddy. Apparently, what? According to women, the ideal size for a man's penis is 8 inches.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
Here's a question. I think this is from a movie, too. Now where is that measured from? Is that measured from the top or the bottom, if you know what I mean? Because if you're measuring it from the bottom, it's an extra...
Supposedly, you're supposed to start at the huevos, right where that starts, and then go to the tip.
Okay, because some people think you measure all the way down to the, I can't see any of those words.
What, to the taint?
Yeah, you can say that?
Yeah. I mean, oh, okay. I did, there you go, yeah.
What Brock said, I don't want an email, so apparently you measure, that's probably a little better. I think you can say that. Some people think you measure from there.
No. Anybody who thinks that is just fooling themselves, okay? You go from the huevos and you go to the tip. And if you're feeling really confident, just go from the top. You know, if you're doing a top measure, you got a lot of confidence in your size there. Well, this was a new study. So the study asked women two questions. The last time you had sex and how big was the guy's junk? And then did you climax from just the sex? Not from any other stimulation. Jeez. I know, right? They got real
jumping
personal.
Right into it.
What? We're going to say it. So apparently the ideal size was 8 inches, which is well above average, by the way. If you fellas are out there, you're like, whoa, wait, what a minute. The average size is only like, what, 5 3/4 inches or something like that?
Yeah, around.
Check it out. So here, I don't know who they interviewed with this. The second best size was 9 inches. Third best was 10 inches. And fourth best was 7 inches.
Wow.
But if you get bigger, then it's not good. Because apparently 11 inches and 4 inches.
No, this is full blown. This is not a softie we're talking about.
We're talking like ready for battle.
Man.
Like diamond in an ice storm. I don't.
Here's the thing, dude. I've been to the YMCA a few times here. I've seen a couple swingers, man. And you know what? Not all of them. No. These guys are lying. A lot of these guys are lying.
Well, most guys are. Or you know.
Or maybe we're just sadly. He says, mine. It's like you're measuring a belly button. You got to go in.
Wait, does the tape measure go in? Is that how this works?
Or out? It's terrible.
Do you start from the end of the pubes and go from there? Does that count?
How long is your button?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know about this. I think they found a really weird sample of women that are saying, oh, yeah, give me that big hog. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Cripes. Or maybe every woman has lied to me and said, it's fine.
See, did they did they interview all types of women? Of all different sizes?
I just, the fact that they are just swinging for the fence, ladies, this is not what we need to hear. Come at us with, again, it's nothing better is it's not the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean. I've heard that I don't know how many times.
There's a bunch of sadly disappointed women out there.
It's fine. Your personality's great. That doesn't mean anything to me. It's not about that. Yep.
Right.
Well, I've been lied to my entire effing life now at this point. Cripes.
Yeah, they're not rolling over and crying because they're sad just had sex. They're rolling over and crying because they're so sadly disappointed.
I don't know what I expected. Good Lord. Lastly, from sex to booze, apparently we are all drinking a lot during the pandemic. And what we're doing while we're drinking? Watching TV. That's the most popular pastime to do while getting your drink on. That was 93% said they've done it since mid-March. During a Zoom call or virtual happy hour with friends, that was 69%. while you're just hanging out, 63%. Cooking and eating, 56%. And number five was to celebrate a special occasion, 43% of people drinking with that. That's the, but yeah, so we're all just sitting on our couch getting hammered drunk, going, what is going on?
See, with the TV one, are they accounting for passing out and just leaving the TV on?
That's true. If the numbers are looking at that, then yes, of course, it's going to be skewed. Because I can't tell you how many times it's just been hammer drunk on the couch. And you wake up, you're like, oh, God, what day is it? What? You're on like the 80th episode of Home Improvement that you've been streaming on Hulu. Right.
Yeah. Or lately it's just MTV is ridiculousness. It's basically ridiculousness TV. It's just, you know, you pass out at 3 and wake up at 7. Damn, it's still on.
It's like a sound machine, you know, now. It's like a wave machine, but it's Rob Dyrdek in the background. It's like, I can only sleep if I have ridiculousness on in the background.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know, they're not wrong about the drinking thing, man. I've told myself lately, I'm like, man, you can fall into that hole pretty easy. Because really, you got time, in quarantine. If you guys are still at home, it's like, damn.
Yep. All right. So big dongers and getting drunk on the couch. That's what we're doing.
There's your morning dump.
There you go.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock